Good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio this morning, some folks from Sitka Community Theater. Shannon Hoagland, the producer of The Flattering Word, is here. Good morning, Shannon.
Good morning, Rob.
And Destiny Rosas, a member of the cast, is here. Hi, Destiny.
Hi, how are you?
And Monica Ague.
Yep, you got it.
Yes.
is here. And she's on the tech crew. And the production, this is, what do you call this in theater? This is like
Death Week
or Hell Week?
Well, we call it Tech Week.
Tech Week is the technical term.
That doesn't sound nearly scary enough.
No, I think the Death Week is, you know, when it seems a little overwhelming.
Okay.
So this doesn't really qualify.
How is the show coming together, Shannon?
The show is looking really, really good at this point. It's a really short production. It's a one act. And we had 8 weeks to rehearse. So I figure if Annie can get it together with 65 actors and a 2.5 hour full musical, we better have it together by now. 45 minute play, 5 actors. Yes.
Yeah. Speaking of Annie, Destiny, you're just coming off your performance as Mrs. Hannigan.
Yes.
And in this show, you're playing Mrs. Zucker.
I am.
I mean, you're not even actually married to anybody.
No, I'm not.
That's got to be hard, jumping so quickly into a new show.
It was difficult in the beginning, definitely. You know, like what I was telling you before, it was while we were going through rehearsals for Annie, I was going back and forth occasionally with the Flattering Word rehearsals and Annie rehearsals. And I just remember, you know, apologizing to Taylor, which is our director. You know, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I'm still in Miss Hannigan's head right now. And it's like, it really isn't that mean, I swear.
It's because Miss Hannigan definitely has a bit of a attitude.
Yes, she does. Very sassy.
Monica, how's the pack coming together for this show? I guess you were up late last night.
Yeah, I was up fairly late. Partly my fault. But yeah, it's coming along really well. We've got an awesome set designer. A guy named Jason Wright is an intern up with us for the spring semester, and he did this amazing, amazing set design. It's cool because the cast is small. There's, you know, 5 people. And the set is not overwhelming, but it has some really like large focal elements, including this really cool window that is not quite up yet, but that I think everyone is super excited to see. And it's going to have like light coming through it.
You were like literally crossing your fingers there. Like,
That was definitely subconscious.
Okay.
It will come up. It will be there.
But. Yeah. We're kind of used to, everybody who goes to the Performing Arts Center, you know, to see dance shows or concerts, the sound is spectacular, the lighting is great, but it's during these shows that we really sort of get to see it in its theater mode. And last year was Parfumerie, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then I think everybody just remembers when, you know, community theater sort of kicked off again with some of these big shows, Moon Over mm-hmm. Buffalo mm-hmm. and Rumors. I mean, you walked in and you went, whoa. I am in the theater.
Yeah. I mean, that was the idea. The idea, I talk a lot with my friend Bill Davis, who's one of our huge supporters, about like the goal of making it as professional as possible. Like, we don't want it to be little theater. We want it to look good. We want to put the time in. We want to put a little bit of money into it to give Sitka audiences a little bit of a flavor of what it would be like to see an almost professional or professional production.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Monica mentioned it had only 5 cast members. And it's a one-act
play. It's a one-act, yeah. I think the idea last year and the productions we've done in the past, the focus has really been on getting the job done. I mean, last year was a bear. Last year was a huge play. It was a huge cast. There was 15 people. It was super challenging for everyone, you know, both cast and crew, the director, to get this 2.5 hour play completed and ready for the stage. I think my idea with, you know, approaching Taylor, who we found through Zach Desmond, who's a theater guy here, an actor, Taylor is majored in directing. So she wants to make this her career. And I think the idea was to have a little more time for the acting, a little more time for the craft, character development. Even though it's a short play, you still have to do all that stuff. And I think I wanted the actors to get something out of it, something more out of it, something that they were going to take home with them or take into a future production. I mean, some of these people aren't going to be with us forever, obviously, but I think we let her pick the play. You know, we picked her, Taylor Ciambra, to pick a play, and her instructions were basically flexible cast, small cast. She ended up picking a play that was famous in its day, but it's about 100 years old, and she just really fell in love with it. She found it in a collection of one acts, and so with the director picking it, her heart was really in it. But anyway, I think we did achieve that goal. I think they did have a little more time, but I guess Destiny could tell you more about that.
Destiny, does the play feel dated to you as a cast member? Do you feel like you're going back in time, or does it have kind of a contemporary sort of snap to it?
When I first started this production, I was unaware that it was written in the 1920s, I feel like Taylor has given us such direction to where she's brought it back to life, and she's given it a lot of flavor that I think a lot of people would appreciate today.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. It's funny, right, Shannon?
It's funny. It's a comedy. It's called a satire, but I don't know what it's a satire on, so I'm just calling it. I'm just calling it a comedy. Yeah. I guess I should add, like, technically speaking, there aren't that many cues, but the set is, in many ways, it was no less complicated than putting on a 2.5-hour play. You still have to have a set. You still have to give audiences something new, something to look at, and I think Jason and the rest of them have paid the price for that. I mean, it really, really is going to be a beautiful set when it's done.
Well, Monica should comment on that. I mean, it's the same investment, technically, whether it's a cast of 5 or a cast of 15.
Yeah, true. The only thing that changes is, like, I mean, in a 45-minute thing, you're not going to have the 200 cues that you would have in a 2.5-hour musical that's fully staged.
Right.
So that's like, so at my end, it's a little easier. I have to spend a lot less time with the light board, but in terms of a set, yeah, it has to be exactly the same as it would be. Any fully staged thing is going to have the same level of a set that any other fully staged production would have.
Okay. Let's talk a minute about the play itself. We don't want to give away too much, but I want to know just what the general synopsis is, and then, yeah.
I can do that.
What is the flattering word about?
The elevator talk. A young actor comes to town to put on a play. It's the town where his old sweetie lives. She's now married to a pastor. The pastor and his church are against the theater. So it becomes kind of a wooing game to talk about, like, the merits of the theater, or why people should be allowed to go to the theater as part of it. And then there's this whole act of flattery that goes on during the whole show, where that's the part I don't really want to go into, because it's pretty funny. But all the characters, the nice thing about it is, so it's basically about whether they're going to be allowed to go to the show or not. But like in any play, like Oklahoma, it's not really about who Lori's going to go to the dance with. It's about, you know, bigger ideas.
Okay. You were thinking Oklahoma. I was thinking that had kind of a 76 trombones sort of.
Music man, rather. Footloose. I just meant, like, when you talk about the plot of Oklahoma, people say, oh, yeah, who Lori's going to go to the dance with? But, you know, it's about America and the frontier and everything else. So this play, it's not really about whether they're going to go to the theater or not, but why people should go to the theater and why it's cool to be an actor and those kind of things. And this was written in 1915. We're doing it like on the 100th anniversary of the play.
That's pretty cool.
But we set it in the 20s.
Yeah. I was actually, who's going to buy Lori's box lunch at the box?
At the box social. It's going to turn into a bidding war.
This is a little too much inside baseball on Broadway. Destiny, tell us about your character a little bit. Mrs. Zucker. Who is she? Because I'm just looking at you. I'm just seeing Mrs. Hannigan. Mrs. Hannigan behind us, and let's bring Mrs. Zucker into the light. What does she do?
Alrighty, let's bring her to life, shall we? Yeah, she's a really interesting person. She's kind of crazy. Well, not kind of, I guess she is really crazy. But she's very, she's a very colorful person, and she's very gullible as well. So she will believe pretty much anything that you put in front of her. But she actually works for the pastor in this play. And she is a woman of the God, she works for God and, works through God, she's very godly in that sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you get to wear great hats.
I do. I get to wear pretty cool hats and the really cool coat. I feel like Mrs. Zucker is my spirit animal, if you will.
Okay.
In another life.
That's good. Monica, you got to get any sleep this week?
Yeah, I got a little sleep
okay.
last night. So.
It's always crazy
these
last few days.
Yes.
The Flattering Word opens Friday night, 7 o'clock at the Performing Arts Center. Mm-hmm. And when are the other performances?
7 o'clock Saturday, and then we have a semi-matinee, an early evening show, 5 o'clock on Sunday. We're doing our dress rehearsal for Mount Edgecombe. Interested parties. I think we'll have a handful of kids on Thursday.
Okay. Tickets are $10, $8 for students and seniors at Old Harbor Books or at the door.
Mm-hmm.
Can I bring my young children, Shannon?
You can. I mean, it might be a little, I don't want to say it might be a little boring for like 5-year-olds, but I think if you're 8 years old, yeah, and an 8-year-old will enjoy it is what I would say. And since the play isn't very long, if they don't, I'm sure they'll find something interesting up there for them to take home. There's nothing inappropriate, if that was the main question.
Yeah.
It's a very tame subject.
Good
they
deal.
Will definitely like someone's hat.
Yeah, they'll like the costumes. Agreed. They'll like the set. They'll enjoy that part of it.
Destiny's spirit.
They'll enjoy Destiny. Guy. Destiny and Lucci are hilarious in the play, and I think they'll really enjoy those two.
All right. Shannon Hoagland is the producer of The Flattering Word, which opens Friday night at 7 o'clock in the Performing Arts Center. Monica Agu is the technical, one of the technical folks doing lights and house manager. Destiny Rosas plays Mrs. Zucker. We're looking forward to The Flattering Word this weekend
from
Sitka Community Theater. Thanks so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
Rob.